Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and our guest today is Stephanie Ku. Stephanie is a graduate. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, David.
Stephanie is a graduate of the Sound Healing Institute here, the Sound and Consciousness Institute. She did the certificate program, and she also does therapy at our Sound Therapy Center here. She does cymotherapy treatments and nutri-energetics treatments, and is also working on some interesting research, and is just really creative. What we do at the beginning of each show, Stephanie, is we'll set an intention for the show. Any thoughts as to what we should do? If not, I'll come up with something.
Well, let's set the intention. What do you think about setting the intention for everyone to just tune into that stillness within their hearts, kind of like tapping into the zero-point field energy?
Cool. Okay. So our intention for this whole show is to tune into that stillness in your heart, to the zero-point field energy, where we're all connected as well. Nice. I got the chill confirmation.
Here.
Cool. Okay, before we start, I wanted to say a couple of things about what's going on at the school. We've actually got an open house coming up on July 3rd, Sunday, July 3rd, from 1 to 6, and it's our normal time where even if you're not interested in classes, people come just to get high. We get really high with sound, and then we get really still and peaceful. So we'll be doing a lot of meditations and sharing a lot of information about sound, about the whole field. We'll talk a little bit about our classes, put people on the sound tables and sound chairs here, and vibrate them into bliss. Right. So if you're interested, you can just show up or give us a call at 415-777-2486, or you can go to soundhealingcenter.com. Or email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com. We've also got our next big semester, our 3.5-month semester. It's actually not coming up until September. However, on July 1st, if you're interested, we do have a early bird prepaid discount deadline. You can get $500 off on the certificate program, or for the degree program, you can get $2,000 off if you were to pay by July 1st. Also, if you're interested in the online classes, we've got those going on all the time. You could start on Tuesday or next Saturday. And it's a good time to start because rarely do we have enough people for the associate degree online. And starting in September will be the first time we've had enough people to do the second semester of the degree program. So if you happen to be interested in the associate degree online, now is the time to start, so you can join in with everybody in September in the second semester, so we can get you caught up before then, and you can do the semester over the summer. So it's a really good time because it's not very often that we have enough people for the whole degree online. Again, online is really cool. I mean, sometimes we'll pull up our webcam, but you can see our computer screen. We do toning, we do chanting, we do healings on each other, we watch videos together, we listen to music, we go into really high states of bliss and peace and share a lot of information, and it's really, really powerful. If you can't make it out here, it's not a bad way to do it. It's working really well. A lot of people are going through some major, major transformations. So that's happening if you'd like to join just about any time. We also have our online sound healing music production class, which is starting this week, June 29th. You can start this week or next week. And that's one night a week for 11 weeks. We go through Pro Tools and such. We also have that program here at the Institute with our recording studios here. This starts again in September, and there's a prepaid deadline on July 1st for that. that you get a big discount. Okay. So that's what's happening at the school. I want to now play, our show is really about different healing modalities that we do here at the school, and also some healing modalities that we have on CD. And I want to play a little bit of something right now. This is Just Simple Kitty Cat Purrs. Okay? Just Simple Kitty Cat Purrs. It's been proven that the frequency of a cat purr regenerates bones. There have been a couple of research projects, one in Russia, that shows that the frequency of 45 hertz actually creates more bone density. So we can go ahead and play the kitty cat purrs in the background here, Doug. And so it's also well known and been researched that cats don't get broken bones. Cats, have you ever seen a cat with osteoporosis? No. Okay, go ahead. Yeah, you can go ahead and play the cat purrs in the background, Doug. Yeah, let me send him a Skype so he'll get it. Cat purr in the background. Okay, so it's amazing. You know, if cats, like, fall off a building, they just curl up and purr and heal themselves. So I made a CD with cat purrs for people with either broken bones or bad bones. But I also put in some cymotherapy frequencies that we'll be talking about here in just a bit. And it's really cool. There's a woman, a good friend of mine. Can we hear the cat purrs? If we're hearing, they're low frequency.
I hear a little bit.
Oh,
I hear a little bit.
Okay, go ahead and turn them up if you can, there, Doug. Okay. Oh yeah. There we go.
There we go.
There they go. Cool. So, my friend, her sister, last October was in a accident. There we go. You know, I play this CD for my kitty cat, and she goes and looks behind every speaker, freaks her out. She's like, where's that cat? No. Anyway, my friend had broken bones from a snowmobile accident, broke her leg in three places, and we gave her this CD, and after a month, she called and said she'd just gone back to the doctor, and the doctor said, what are you doing? We've never seen anybody's bones heal so fast. So now her and her family are like buying up bone CDs for everybody, for people with osteoporosis. That's just one example, but, you know, I really believe it. And the way you use this is you take these frequencies, and it's best to play them through computer speakers and put them right on your body. There's a second thing that's going on with kitty cat purrs as well, and that is there is delta frequencies. The brainwave state of delta has a tempo of this. That's about a cycle per second. That is the brainwave state of when you're in deep sleep. When you're in deep sleep, you are connected to source. So the kitty cat purrs are bringing you into this connection to source, besides the frequency that's happening as well. It's fun listening to kitty cat purrs while you're doing a radio show. It cracks me up. And it's really good for your bones. So that's one modality that we do, or one CD we have. We don't have it on our site, so if you're interested, you can email us or call us. We also have another CD that is about healing cancer. Now, this CD for healing cancer, I took very seriously. These are actual frequencies, and we actually have photographs of these frequencies of actually destroying cancer cells. But, you know, if you're going to heal cancer, well, you could could go ahead and play the Cancer CD in the background if you like there, Doug. If you're going to heal cancer, in fact, if you're going to heal anybody of anything, then you really have to be careful about taking on karma, because you could be taking away that person's opportunity to learn their lesson. So when I did this CD, turn it down a bit. Thank you. Okay. When I did this CD, I set the intention that this would only be for not only the highest good of the people listening to it, but also for my highest good, so that we have no bad karma created here. We had one woman that came to our open house about 6 months ago. She got the CD. She had fourth stage cancer. And she started listening to it religiously, or spiritually, every night. And a couple months later, she came back and said her cancer markers, which is normal for a person, is 35. We all have cancer, but our white blood cells are taking them away, you know, eating it up all the time. And she said her cancer markers were down to 15, way below a normal person, and her cancer was gone. So, you know, I mean, this is not like good research, one person, but boy, you know, it really, I mean, if I had cancer, I would certainly try it, because, you know, you have to really believe in anything, because if you don't believe in something, your brain creates a frequency that can undermine the whole thing. But, you know, everything is frequency. If you break up the frequency pattern that is holding something in place, then it can no longer exist. It's the basis of all medicine, actually. Okay. So, maybe turn that down a little bit, and we'll just play it in the background. And let's talk about cymotherapy. Cymotherapy, I'll give my understanding, and then you can chime in here, Stephanie. Cymotherapy is based on the work of Peter Guy Manners. Now, it's actually Peter Guy Manners, but he didn't do the research, did he? Or did? I guess I'm not clear about that. Peter was the one that held all the research from a while back in Germany. But did he do the research? Do you know, Stephanie?
I believe he actually. I have gotten information that he actually did partake in the research, but he wasn't really at liberty to disclose all the details because they weren't exactly sanctioned research. That's what my impression is. Or he was just hesitant to. He didn't have a very extensive documentation of all his colleague and him working together on this research. The documentation he had on cymotherapy research is actually clinical data from his decades of practice as a bone doctor.
Uh-huh.
He's an osteopath in Britain.
You know, I don't like to normally say this, but it's good to know. I mean, I would say, from my understanding of everything in the field of sound healing, and I know most of the people that are doing anything in this field right now, because I've done, you know, we've done the free sound healing conferences, it seems like this research is the best research that has been done. Although, it still bugs me a little bit that we don't know precisely what was done. I mean, it's really time that we, like, get some research where they say, okay, we did this many people. This is how we put the project together to make it, you know, really viable and make sense. And this is the results. And then have a few other people do it and get the same results. It's like amazing that there's nothing like that in the field. There are no concise research that's even been done once. Hardly to find very specific frequencies. But my understanding is this was done back when, you know, Germany was doing its whole Nazi thing. And they actually did some probably not so cool research. I mean, but my understanding is, you know, because they might have hurt some people, you know, it's almost like it's almost, in a way, it's like weird, but in another way, it's good that we're getting the benefit of these people that were possibly hurt by this. And I don't know if this is really true. I've had other people say that this, they didn't know that this was true, that they actually did research back in the, you know, in the Nazi times. But my understanding is that the research was really the best there is out there. So I really have, you know, the best feeling about this. And there are frequencies for just about everything. I mean, there's frequencies for you know, nerves, for, you know, each of the endocrine glands, for, I mean, everything in the body and specific diseases. There's frequencies for certain emotional issues, but the most amazing thing is the stories of people having healings with these frequencies that have completely transformed them is amazing. Let me say a little bit more before we talk about the stories, because we really haven't explained it too much. Basically, what these there's a few units starting to come out now, and we're looking to actually put some out on the internet ourselves, so that we can actually, people can use their own computer. But the main unit is the CYMA 1000. That's CYMA 1000, and that unit is it has a handheld speaker that you can put on the body wherever the issue is, and then you can play all these different frequencies. Not only does each issue come with a central frequency, but there are four other frequencies around it that often create sometimes what you might think of as a dissonant chord. Although it's really interesting, every time I listen to it, when I first hear it, it seems a little dissonant, but it's amazing. After listening to it for like 30 seconds to a minute, you just go into the zone, probably because it's such a powerful frequency. Now, what's really cool is there's a guy named Gary Buchanan up in Reno who has been given all these frequencies from Dr. Peter Guy Manners, who died, and he's like reworking them. And so there's new frequencies coming out, and he's adding some more detail to them. And so so that's kind of the background. And so if you want to say anything more about that, Stephanie?
Yeah, we have a wide range of codes that have addressed a wide range of different issues health-wise. I mean, we even have frequency combinations that correspond to flower essences, but in particular the batch flower essences. We have, like David said, emotional codes, and it gets very, very detailed. For example, we're talking about bone regeneration. There are about 15 codes alone that address that problem. And, you know, we get down to bone conditions, bone deterioration, addressing the bone marrow, myelocytes, osteogenic tissue, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a really... it's a very interesting modality, for sure, and extensive.
So you've been doing it for quite a while. Can you share some experiences that people have had?
Sure. I had clients who have improved drastically from ADHD, ADD. I haven't personally treated any Alzheimer's cases, but I have heard incredible stories about patients with Alzheimer's who have basically gotten their life back and started driving around, running errands, and living a very active and normal life. I've treated people who are withdrawing from heavy psychoactive drugs such as Klonopin, or, you know, going through an addiction withdrawal. And it's a very flexible program, really, because we are able to tune down to specific organs and specific symptoms and specific pathology. and like David said, endocrine glands and neurological systems, we're really able to tap into the body's communication network and almost like retune your body like a musical instrument so that it's once again in harmony and you can tap into the resonance that leads you to your health.
Nice. You know, I can share my experience. Last year I had appendicitis and had surgery, and afterwards I got the frequencies for large intestines, small intestines. I got cell regeneration, tissue repair, and swelling reduction. And I had my little computer speakers on my tummy every day, you know, sometimes two or three times a day. And I tell you, it was just amazing. I would go from just feeling like my stomach was going, to my stomach going, and I could tell it was, I mean, you could feel the frequencies going right into the tissues. It's like I just felt like it was really very specific to what I needed. And it was so unbelievably powerful. I just love the frequencies. And recently, you know, I've had like a nerve on my upper forearm that's been bothering me. And I've been playing the frequencies for regenerating nerves and nerve frequencies. And it's amazing. You know, for the last like 6 months, it's been, my arm's kind of been the same. And now the pain's moving around. It's like goes away when I do this. And it's like, and then I can move my arm really well. And it's really creating some like major shifts in my arm in a really cool way. It's really amazing when the frequency matches the nerve in my arm. It's like I can feel that nerve vibrating. And I know whenever you vibrate something at its resonant frequency, it actually receives energy and it will create new growth. So it makes sense to me. It makes complete sense that it's really, really working. And then I feel that it's working too.
Yeah, and speaking of the nervous system, there's actually recent research that came out of the Niels Bohr Institute of Physics in Copenhagen, Denmark, that's indicating that nerve impulses may be closer to sound than electricity. And what we formerly thought was the mode of communication for nerves and nerve cells, electricity is actually a byproduct of the minute sound that's traveling through your nervous system.
That's incredible, because, I mean, they know that electricity can't travel fast enough to be able to communicate all that's going on in the body. So with the sound, it's like this whole resonance that can travel really quickly, just like that. Huh. Wow. Yeah, you know, it's like, it just seems so clear to me that this is the medicine of the future. I mean, when this gets really, really refined and we've got enough research, even if these frequencies are the perfect frequencies, which a lot of them I think are, you know, even if they are, you know, until you got enough research to corroborate, you know, that these frequencies are working, you know, and there's tons of research, then not until then is everybody going to really believe it. And the second everybody starts believing that this is real, then it's going to like take off like crazy, you know, and it'll be in our medical system, and then they'll start charging like 1,000 times more for it. No, I don't say that. Yeah, I mean, that's the only problem we always come up against is, you know, once we have something that is really working, you know, it's practically impossible to get it into the mainstream, you know, if it's cheap. So I think the trick is to get it into the public's hands, you know, grassroots movements, so people then drive it themselves into the actual hospitals. It's like this show I saw on NPR on TV. There was a documentary where they're saying that the reason that alternative medicine hasn't been regulated is because 85% of the people in Congress use it. So actually, we may not need to get this into into homes. We just need to get it into Congress. We need to start sending psychotherapy units to Congress. So I've got some actual frequencies we can check out here. They're intense, and that's why we're not talking over them, because they're a little hard to talk over. But I want to play a couple of the frequencies here. I mean, we'll start with the cell regeneration, and this is a frequency that was originally put together by Gary Buchanan. So check this out. If you will, go ahead and play the cell regeneration song, Sima Cell Regeneration. And tune into this, that what you're hearing is regenerating your cells. Oscillation on that is like about 2 cycles per second, which is like, you know, in the middle of delta, which is our deep sleep. So just the oscillation, much less the frequency, kind of, I actually started to get a little...
Very relaxing and rejuvenating, for sure.
Yeah, it is. Really is. So now we've got all our cells in our ears rejuvenated. Regenerated. Okay. And, but it, of course, your ear has the vagus nerve that goes to every organ in the body. So that sound, when it goes in your ear, bypasses the brain and goes straight to every organ. So if there's any cells that need regeneration, they're humming. And from what it's done to me, I really believe in it. Let's try another one here. This one is tissue repair, Sima tissue repair. Tune in this and listen to the difference, and just set your intention while you're listening to this. If you have any tissues that need to be repaired, they will be repaired. That's the other cool thing about this, is when you add intention with this, it doubles the strength. That's something Stephanie's really good at when she does her treatments. Thank you.
this one reminded me of the cat's purr.
Yeah. It's practically the same oscillation.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. God. You know, it just really makes me, you know, want to, I mean, we're getting this funding, but, you know, just really call in anybody that might be interested in doing research in this area, because, you know, I think this should be, I mean, this is so important that it should be open source, that any research that's being done in this area should just be shared with everybody, because, you know, I mean, if we could go through and find the frequency that really is effective for every issue physically in our body and just prove it and get it really out there. This is so major. It is so major. You know, it's like, I mean, someone could probably make a ton of money off of it, but it would also make way more karma if they just, we just got it out there instead. Just really
it should be open source.
Yeah. So this is Simon Therapy. We do these treatments here. So if you're interested, you can come in. What is it we charge for the treatments here? Remember?
I believe it's $120 for the first initial assessment, mm-hmm. which is about 90 minutes long, and $90 for a follow-up, one-hour appointment. And keep in mind that when you are in an actual Simon Therapy session, the sound is delivered with a handheld portable applicator that delivers sound frequencies directly to certain parts of your body that we want to address the issue. So you're not sitting there with a pair of headphones. Right. And it's a huge physical sensation.
Cool. So if you're interested, you know, give us a call. We can set up an appointment. If you're really interested, we might be able to get you some frequencies that you could use on speakers. You know, if once we get that figured out, we've done that a little bit. Of course, I got the CD for bones, but you know, if there's let us know. Again, our number is 415-777-2486. Or david@soundhealingcenter.com. Now, another treatment we do here, which is a completely different type of treatment, is nutri-energetics system. Nutri-energetics been around quite a while, about 15 years or so. And what they've been
30
doing...
30 years of research back
30,
then.
Really? Uh-huh. Cool. Mm-hmm. And it's not just research from them, it's this... All kinds of people have been researching morphogenetic fields now. I guess Rupert Sheldrake was the one that kind of got that going. And these are fields around cells, organs, limbs, and the whole body that actually are like non-local brains that are controlling that part of the body. Not only... controlling that part of the body, but also it also carries the information about how that part of the body communicates with other parts of the body. They figured out this is too complex. Our body is way too complex for the brain to manage everything. I mean, goodness gracious, we got 70 trillion cells. 70, you know how much 70 trillion is? That's like, how much is a trillion? Trillion is 1,000 billion. And there's 70,000 billions. Oh, my God. It's like almost as many stars as in the sky. You know, it might actually be, it's probably exactly the same number, give or take one. wouldn't that be amazing if it was exactly the same? That would be so cool.
The microcosmos and the macrocosmos, right?
Right. Oh, my God. It's like be in a movie. It's exactly the same number of stars as there are cells in the body. 70 trillion. That's how many there are. And each cell is doing 250,000 little reactions per second. That's 250,000 times 70 trillion. I don't even know what that number is. It's like a billion, you know. And it's like huge. And for the brain to be able to think and control all of that, even, you know, without thinking, with our it's a system that controls our breathing and everything. No.
Your central nervous system?
Yeah, well,
the
yeah.
Autonomic nervous system?
Yeah, autonomic, right. The autonomic nervous system. Even without thinking, I mean, our brain, there's no way our brain could do all that. So what a lot of different people in different areas now have been studying are these non-local brains that carry the information about the workings of each part of the body down to the cell and the relationship and communication between them. And nutrienergetics is in the forefront of this research. And so what they're basically doing is starting to look at what are the frequencies that would resonate these non-local brains into harmony. What is the information that is needed to get them humming back to harmony within themselves and harmony with the relationships of everything else they're working with within the body? And I think the science is still a little new, but oh my God, the results have been dramatic, especially for people with chronic issues. You know, basically, what we do is we'll do an assessment, which is a quantum energy field that is sent through the body, and it pings different organs. And when it pings the organ, they actually then give you like a 30-page medical readout that actually tells you just about every single thing going on in the body. Now, it's interesting. The readout, I mean, we're used to seeing organs. How are organs doing? How are our, you know, not only organs, but also how's our each system working? How is the our emotional system working? You know, how, I mean, what, I mean, that's our normal way that we relate to the world by, you know, the different parts of the body. But really, technically, what they're dealing with in this is morphogenetic fields. And so we don't really have any physical, you know, references to. I mean, it's not like we can show each of the morphogenetic fields. They're non-local. They're invisible. So there's not too much. Also, what in the program that we actually do show what the morphogenetic fields are covering, what they are controlling, and what they relate to in the body. So then when we do the treatment, we give people infoseuticals, which is mineral water with frequencies and sacred geometry patterns embedded in the mineral water with lasers. And these frequencies and geometric patterns are meant, based on research, to resonate the morphogenetic fields back into perfect harmony and flow with the rest of the system. Okay. So that's, you want to add anything to that? You know,
yeah. This nutrient energetic system is invented by Dr. Peter Fraser, and I just thought it would be helpful to mention that he is well-versed in the medical model, the allopathic medical model, as well as traditional Chinese medicine, as well as other bioenergetic resonance medicine systems. So when we do a nutrient energetic scan, the report, the 30-page medical report you get is not, just like David said, it doesn't just break down into how your kidneys are doing, how your liver is doing. It's not a straight-cut organ system. There is one that overlaps the major organ system, but there's also other things involved. You know, for example, a set of energetic terrains might involve a certain meridian, a Chinese Oriental medicine meridian, certain brain parts in your brain, certain brain holograms, and then it might involve certain parts of your organ. It's very detailed, too. It, you know, for example, the heart, we actually have a visual feedback of, you know, how a ventricle valve is doing, you know, how the pericardium field is doing. So it's really amazing, and it yields a lot of insight into how your body is doing.
Oh, boy, then the stories of people with like miracle recoveries are just endless. I mean, if you go on our site here and go to our therapy center, we have like all, you know, about 20 or 30 different testimonials of people that, I mean, it's like in the movie The Living Matrix, it's actually put out by the guys from Nutrienergetics. They have like some examples of people that have, this one woman had like totally debilitating fibromyalgia. She could barely, she couldn't get out of bed actually at all. And after just a few months of doing the Nutrienergetics treatments, I mean, they showed her she was like practically dancing, you know, and just, I mean, over and over and over, it's just miracle recoveries. And a lot of people are really saying that this is the new medicine for the future. It's about information that a cell or part of the body needs. And what happens is when any part of the body gets sick or out of order, it's basically just lost its marching orders. It's lost its pattern that is the information, which is really, when we think of information, what is information? Frequency. Everything is frequency. So the information is really, it's lost its pattern and flow of music in a way that it was originally given to be able to work within the full symphony of the body. And so this is about resonating those frequencies back into harmony for the system.
And this modality is especially crucial if you think about it. We are living in the digital information age right now. There's more man-made artificial information floating around us at all times, more so than ever before in history. So we're looking at, you know, EMF corrupting our biofield. We're looking at a lot of X factors that's affecting our health. And if the information around you is corrupted, then it is going to affect the regulation of one's physiology. So with nutrient energetics and the infoceuticals that come with it, it's really a really optimum way to address these informational corrections that you can hugely benefit from.
You know, it's so great because I'm one of the first things they even look at is your alignment with the electromagnetic field of the Earth as to where you are on the planet.
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, it makes so much sense, you know, because, you know, we live, I mean, we are magnetic, electromagnetic beings. And the Earth is a huge electromagnetic field. And depending on where you are in different areas, I mean, we know about, you know, those, the kind of the places you that are like tourist attractions where the, you know, the electromagnetic fields are total wacky, you know, and they're fun to go check out. But we're affected by these electromagnetic fields all the time. If we go somewhere else or move somewhere else, it takes a long time for our system to go, okay, I know what's going on now. And so it's just makes so much sense to me that they look at that first, even within the other thousand things they look at.
Yeah, because we have to first be in harmony with our environment. That way our healing process is not hindered by this factor that's always there.
It really is an interesting system. And, you know, we're even now looking at they've already committed to partnering with us so that we can actually take the assessment that they do and then take that information, and instead of creating infoceuticals, which is, you know, in mineral water, we'll actually create sounds and visuals that correspond frequency-wise to the infoceutical. Then we'll take those sounds and visuals and put them in our virtual reality system. So you'll have a virtual reality image of your own body, and then you can then take these frequencies that are very specific to organs or morphogenetic fields in the body and put them right where they are needed inside an image of the body. And on a sound table, you'll feel those frequencies vibrating in that area of the body. Ultimately, it'll be nice to have those frequencies transmitted so that they are localized right in that part of the body where they need to be. And this is like Star Trek, you know. I mean, now we're talking, first we do an assessment, we go, put your hand on the pad, Scotty, that's what we do. We put your hand on the pad, it gives you a whole scan of the whole body.
And then we grab sounds and put them into your organs,
right,
and grab
right.
geometry and put it into your brain.
It's it, and this is so, it's so amazing, because there's no side effects. You know, and you do, and then you do it with total conscious awareness of a co-creative healing process with the person.
Yeah,
so that,
really
yeah. And then, I mean, and we're so close. We are so close to, I mean, it's already happening. I mean, that's what's happening with this. And once it's refined to a much higher level, oh my God, oh my God. You know, we're not even going to have to convince with research, you know, people that it works. Because once people are getting, like, over the top, like, 99% healings for everything that's going on, you know, it'll catch on like wildfire. I mean, my friend from the owned these hospitals, he said, you know, make something that works. And that will go way faster than just, you know, proving it with research. You know. Wow. So we do these treatments here as well. And, you know, there's other companies that are somewhat similar, but nobody that has the research based on the morphogenetic fields so well down. I mean, there's the QXCI system, although there's some pretty out there stuff in that system, but a lot of people really like it. And then there's the Asaira, there's Zyto, there's all these different systems, and a lot of them have been at our sound healing conferences. And they're all very cool, but from what I know, and I know most of these, the people, the owners of most of these companies, Nutrienergetics has the way more backing of real research behind them. It's actually researched by tons of different people. You know.
Yeah, and so, unlike the other systems out there, which might measure with some kind of biofeedback device, the things that's out of tune in your body, and then feeding the tune back to you to adjust that. AES actually functions on a macro level, and what it does is it restores the integrity and reactivates the body's self-healing capabilities by restoring your body to an optimum state of being. So we're really getting down to the core of the issues instead of just zapping out one symptom at a time.
Perfect. Oh. Yeah, you know, it's like part of this show, as you can tell, is where we'd love for you to come in and do this. And, you know, I can tell you, I can't sell anything. I'm kind of, you know, actually, it's kind of karma from being a salesman at the Good Guys stereo store when I was in college. I learned every little dirty trick there is to trick somebody into buying something, you know. It wasn't too bad, but there was a lot of tricks that were not in integrity that I learned. And I was really good at it, and I sold a lot of stereos and did well in high school. You know, and now, you know, I really have a hard time selling something unless I really believe in it. And, you know, I've done the training and I've checked out these other companies too. And both of these, Simon Therapy, I feel in the field of sound healing, they're the most credible and the most effective of anything out there. And I've checked out a lot of stuff. I mean, there's other things that get you into a state of high consciousness better. You know, things that really open up your heart or that get you into the complete states of bliss. And, you know, that may ultimately be the healing of the future. It's just, we'll just go into a state of oneness with everybody and completely open your heart and every single bit of joy that's ever been in your system is just bubbling up. You know, and that, I mean, that could ultimately be the healing of the future. But otherwise, for, you know, where we're at this time in humanity, you know, I really, really believe in this, because otherwise I couldn't say it, you know, because I don't sleep well when I do a sales job of something. I don't, you know, when I have to exaggerate, you know, it's really interesting. But, you know, besides, you know, letting people know that we have these treatments here, also, it's just good information to know, so you can really set your, you know, just to help really bring it into the mainstream, bring this type of healing modalities into the mainstream more and more and more, because it's really, I think it is the besides Congress, it's really the people getting excited about it and going to the doctors and saying, oh, I saw this person healed of cancer. I mean, what's your problem? You know, you know, the more people create this resonant field of you know, things that are more in alignment with bringing our power back to being able to heal ourselves. Ultimately, that's the deal. Everybody should have one of these machines on their own. You know, I mean, that's real, where we're really, that's the ultimate goal. Because right now, you go to a doctor and give your power away. They say, you're sick. Like last year, doctors said to me, you've got a hernia. You've got to get an operation. It will not go away. Hernias do not go away. Mine's completely gone. You know, and it's like, I didn't get an operation. They, you know, it's just when doctors say something, they take your power away to heal yourself. And we can do miracles, and we see it here at the Sound Healing School every week. And with all the other people in the field doing these treatments all the time, miracle healings are happening. The doctors say, oh, that can't happen. You know, you're going to die of cancer in 9 months. You know, give me a break.
Well, yeah, well, we need to reclaim our responsibilities for ourselves.
Yeah.
At really. Least do the research and try to do something on your own when you don't feel right, instead of just take someone else's word for it.
Right, right. Cool.
And that's what it should be, because everything happens for a reason, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so if you're interested in these treatments, we do them here. We, you know, order the infoceuticals. It's how much is it for a treatment and follow-up?
For infoceuticals?
Well, yeah, no, for the NES.
Yeah, for the NES scan.
Nutrinergic.
It's very different. The first scan is of 140 mm-hmm. or something, and each infoceutical is $25.
Mm-hmm.
But your follow-up scans become significantly less. I believe it's 45.
Uh-huh. And the infoceuticals is often like 2 to 4 or so, kind of average.
Right. Depending on your body's sensitivity, if you want to take it slow, you can do 2 at a time, or you can do 4 at a time. Heart rarely ever go more than 4 at a time. And you, if you go according to the dosage, the standard dosage, then typically you will need a rescan every month and a half to 2 months
uh-huh.
apart.
Cool.
And a good way to assess how long it is going to take for the infoceuticals to address a problem is if you're having a chronic condition, then however many years you've had it for, it will take us that same amount of months to address it with the NES system.
Cool.
So, for example, if you've been with a chronic liver problem for the past 20 years, or you've had acid reflux and, you know, stress-related digestive issues for the last 20 years, then it will take us 20 months to get rid of it completely. But, you know, you never know. Every infoceutical has a huge physical impact. There's one called emotional stress release. Not everyone can benefit from a small dosage every day.
That's so cool. We've got that same emotional stress relief. We've got that in a song on our CDs, too. We have a lot of these infoceuticals in songs. They gave me codes, and I made and the notes to use for each of the infoceuticals. And so those are our nutri-energetic CDs, are the infoceuticals in music and sound.
And the emotional stress release song that you have, David, it really does just that.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we're about out of time here. Thanks so much, Stephanie. I appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And again, if you're interested in a treatment or you want to find out more information, you can email me at david@soundhealingcenter.com or call us at 415-777-2486. So we'll leave you holding the intention still, of complete stillness in your heart, down to the point of the null point in the quantum field, and hold that energy into the evening, through the rest of the week, through weeks ahead. Imagine holding that stillness right now, for months ahead, or years, or lifetimes. Thanks for listening. Take care.